Is it possible to return to that original state where everything was good? This is the moral sense of the representations. The historical life of Jesus has that moral reading, serving others, anointing their feet, as Mary Magdalene does with Jesus, is offering them the hospitality of our home. We can see it in the painting from the parish church of San Juan Bautista in Palenzuela, Palencia. The argument represented in it refers to an episode from the early public life of Jesus in Galilee, when at the request of the Pharisee Simon, who appeared to be rigorous and austere, but eluded the precepts and spirit of the law, he accepts the invitation to dine at his table. At that moment, a sinful woman, Mary Magdalene, enters, putting herself at his feet, washing them with her tears, kissing them, drying them with her hair, and anointing them with perfume, manifesting with her attitude a great feeling of love and repentance. Surprised, the Pharisee questioned the reception and forgiveness Jesus gave to the woman. He reproached him that she, in an act of love, had given him everything he had forgotten to give upon receiving him in his house, a welcoming kiss, water to wash his feet, and perfumes to anoint himself, failing with it the hospitality or courtesy with the newcomer, but, above all, as a true expression of love and attention towards the neighbour, Jesus, who, as God, is served by angels, and who, to the surprise of all of them, washes his disciples' feet, decrees with his act that this is the new commandment, mutual love. An oil on canvas from the National Museum of Sculpture in Valladolid by Pedro Atanasio Bocanegra shows us Christ served by angels, while the washing of feet can be seen in an anonymous early 16th century sculptural group from the Church of El Salvador, also in Valladolid, in a granite capital dated to the first quarter of the 14th century from the Provincial Archaeological Museum of Ourense, and in a carved and polychromed alabaster from the Church of San Rosendo de Celanova in Ourense. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me, says Jesus. This is also the powerful message of the parable of the Good Samaritan. Only the stranger I receive as a guest is my neighbour, the one to whom I offer my hospitality. Go and do likewise, says Jesus. Imitate the Samaritan. A monumental canvas by Pellegrin Clavé from the Royal Catalan Academy of Fine Arts of St. George in Barcelona captures the moment when a man descending from Jerusalem to Jericho falls into the hands of robbers who leave him badly injured. A Levite who saw him passed by. He is the figure in the background, in a blurred landscape imitating the Leonardesque style. A priest seeing him also passed by, on the right side of the painting. He walks absorbed in reading a sacred text. None stop before the unfortunate man lying on the ground. Clavé paints in the foreground the main scene where a Samaritan stops to heal the dying man's wounds with wine and oil. The artist includes the mount on which the injured man will be transported. The clear teaching is that the closest human to the injured man is the Samaritan who felt mercy for him, regardless of familial affiliation.